This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Daisy took a long time to pee. All right, so now we're all set for this hour. I knew everybody wanted to know that. It's Tuesday, June 18th, 2019. DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. Okay, so the Supreme Court upheld the ability of federal and state governments to prosecute defendants twice. How can that be? The same crime. I thought there was a... I don't understand this. Double jeopardy comes into play, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so...
on a federal level or on a state level, you can't be tried twice. But they're saying that you can still be tried once on the federal level. And then once on the state.
And then one on the state. Okay.
Right.
So this was based on... well, there's a 7-2 opinion, so it must have been pretty much almost a uniform agreement here. During the oral arguments, it became clear a majority of justices were wary of letting criminals go free. And that was the... so how do they find... but don't they have to go looking? I've never really understood how this all works. How...
well, there are a lot of crimes where the federal... where the feds come in and investigate alongside state police. So there could be incidents of both charges levied by the state and by the federal government. And
no, that's not what I mean, Jen.
Both of those.
What I'm saying is, how do they go about their business, not with this case, but any case, and find something in the Constitution to be interpreted? Because isn't that only... that's the only thing the Supreme Court does, is go back to the Constitution and try to justify a ruling.
Yeah, well, this isn't new. This is just them upholding the existing ruling.
I'm not asking about this. I'm just saying in general. I'm not asking about this particular case. I'm talking about in general, how does the Supreme Court make its decisions? How do the individual justices come down? How do the votes take place? I don't know, frankly, and I'm sort of a civics nut. I like the way I like to understand the way the government works.
Are you talking about their process, like the justices' process?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's why.
The process.
I think there are some people who are more activist judges, and there's others who are more constitutionalists. But I think most of them, it's about their interpretation of the Constitution. It's not their job to legislate. It's their job to interpret or interpret as they see fit what the Constitution says.
But why?
So that's what they do.
But is there a rule book someplace that says this is how the Supreme Court will act? This is how they will make
the decisions. But it's all legal precedent. It's not just the Constitution. It's all the legal precedent that they have.
I'm doing a bad job of explaining.
Yeah, I have no idea what your question is.
My question is, how do they function? What rules are in place for them to make decisions? Where in the playbook does it say, this is how the Supreme Court works, this is what your job is, and this is how a decision is made? Is there a rule book someplace that says, this is how the Supreme Court works? Or was the Supreme Court just founded by a legislative edict that said we need a body to understand the Constitution?
Right. Yeah, they're the ones that are supposed to make the difficult decisions about what the Constitution means, what the laws that are already on the books mean. And if that's their rule book. Their rule book, they're another branch of government that will, you know, uphold certain laws. When there are arguments about how to interpret laws, that's what the Supreme Court makes the ultimate decision on that.
Yeah, and one of the rules, obviously, is there has to be a majority vote, and so that's how things move
on. But where does it say that? Where is that written?
In the Constitution.
The Constitution explains how the Supreme Court should work.
Yeah.
Really? I'd be interested to know where that is in the Constitution.
I mean, it's not a rule book, but I think, it talks about the branches of how the law is upheld.
Yeah, I understand. There's legislative branch, judicial branch. This is part
of the judicial. You sound like you don't believe that that's written in the Constitution.
That's exactly what I don't believe. Yep, okay. I don't believe there are any rules anywhere that guide the Supreme Court in its work.
There are so many articles.
I think this is a grab ass.
Article 3 of the Constitution that establishes. Article 2 establishes the rights of the President. Article 3 talks about the judicial power of the United States, and it shall be vested in one Supreme Court and in such inferior courts. That's where you get the Ninth Circuit and the Fourth Circuit and all of these different circuit courts, and then Congress establishes the judges on those courts. They approve
them. Yeah, but does it say in the Constitution how they
specifically
will perform? No.
It's
all up to interpretation.
I know.
It's the interpretation of
the law. What is there not to get? There are no rules. These people can do whatever they want. That's the point of this. There is nothing that's in the Constitution that says this is how. It says the Supreme Court shall exist, but it doesn't say how it does its work. I don't know why that's so difficult to understand, but I must be doing a lousy job of explaining it. I'm maintaining that there are no rules, there are no regulations, they do what they want and how they want to do it. And there's nothing that's been prescribed. So all of the stuff that's hanging on the Supreme Court every year, year in and year out, they make a decision on this or that, they do it on their own without guidance. That's what I'm saying.
I think what Jen's saying is there are articles that are that do provide guidance. We don't have a copy of the Constitution in front of us right now, but I'm sure that there are, because I know that there is a rule about the majority vote. That's why it's like you can't have a hung jury kind of thing. That is in one of the articles that describes the structure of the Supreme Court. And like Jen said, there are articles that talk about the president and what he's allowed to do and what they're not allowed to do.
How are the presidents, this one, the last one, and the one before that, doing all of this, these executive
order, that's allowed. Department. Yeah, it's allowed.
So then why do we bother to have a judiciary or a...
Because they can all hold it into check. See, that's the beauty of this government, and that's why we're not a democracy. We're a republic, because there are lots of independent checkpoints. So Congress can oversee the judges. They have authorization on that. Congress has the power to investigate the president. The president has executive power. All of these things work to try to limit the power of one individual branch, and really it's a system that I think is set up very well, because you don't have, then you don't fall victim to dictator rule.
Okay. I think there are a lot of problems inherent in the Constitution. That's why we need a constitutional convention.
Move to Iran. They've got it all figured out there. They've just got one person.
The Ayatollah!
Like,
yeah. All right, Jennifer, what do you have as a lead story, other than now that I've taken the wind out of people's sails when it comes to the Supreme Court? What do you have?
Well, yeah, I just don't think we got it, but okay, we get it. So now the president is in Florida. He's going to Orlando today. It's a big day for the Trumpsters across the country, because President Trump will make it official. He will officially enter the 2020 race.
No! Shocking news! Breaking news!
Apparently, more than 40 hours before his announcement, which will happen on Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern time, there were people lining up on the streets. The first Trump supporters started to show up on Monday morning. They set up a tent. They wanted to wait to get in. Apparently, he's expecting a pretty big crowd. This arena that he's at the Amway Center holds about 20,000 people. They're expecting to fill that, and they're also encouraging people who are not making it in to come for the Trump tailgate party. So there'll be food trucks. They'll have big screens. They can watch the president all together make his announcement. There are also, the fair share of hecklers and protesters that'll be there. But everybody seems to be reporting for duty. A lot of talk show hosts, a lot of his staff. I talked to Laura Trump, his daughter-in-law. She's helping run the campaign. She'll be there as well. So 20,000 thick, and we'll see what the president has to say. This will be a big day where he sets his platform for 2020. Will he do more rhetoric, or will he set an agenda for himself before 2020, and then, of course, after, assuming he wins re-election. So, all eyes on Orlando tonight.
Wow. That's exciting.
I'm excited about it. I'll be watching.
Will you? Okay. What's tonight? Tuesday? What's on TV tonight?
There's not much. About the only thing new on the networks is the 100. You've got, you could watch the Hurricane Hunter.
Or I can go back and get the CBS thing from Sunday. The good fight. 15 after the hour, This is the DJV program. All right, so I think we've accomplished what we needed to accomplish. Or did we with my discussion of the Supreme Court? I still don't think you got the gist of asking or suggesting. I wasn't really asking. I was suggesting that this is like throwing things against the wall to see what sticks. However, I think we spent enough time on that, so let us move on to having an opportunity for you to get a really nice set of white choppers, right? Look at your teeth lately. Everybody checking out their teeth? Power Swabs offers you the suggestion, maybe the strong suggestion, you take a good look at what makes a lasting impression on people you know. And when you smile, it's your teeth. So if you got ugly yellow teeth from drinking too much of the... Even if you drink blueberry juice. I drink a lot of blueberry juice. I have a lot of blueberries. Unless they leave a little stain on your teeth. Wine does. Coffee does. Tea does. Smoking does. So along comes Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system in the world, which will, in fact, transform your smile. Starting with the first tube, you take the tube, break it open, snap it, and put the Q-tip all around, douse it all around your uppers and lowers. And in 5 minutes, yep, 5 minutes, you'll be amazed at the results. You'll see the teeth, the shading of it becomes whiter. And keep doing it. It'll extract the stains from the enamel, and you'll be in great shape. It's a no-brainer, really, and it doesn't take a lot of time. Just a few minutes. Power Swabs, developed by a dentist for his clients, and now everybody can buy them. You can get the special deal through our arrangement with Dr. Ginniger at Power Swabs by dialing 800-208-1797. You can call now for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Not available online, not available in stores, only at the discount rate at 800-208-1797. Get that smile improved, 800-208-1797, half price with the DJV code.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I've lost 21 pounds on Calitrin. I really like it. I had exercised and nothing made a difference, so I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitrin really worked, and it also took my hot flashes away, so it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitrin. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitrin's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Check out the podcast daily of the DJV program. We've had some really good recent conversations. John Stewart before Congress. The story of the Democratic debates. When is that? Is that tomorrow night? When is that?
26th and the 27th.
26th, okay. Mm-hmm. Not that Jennifer's got it down.
Two back-to-back nights. How about that?
Really? Back-to-back. Very exciting. All right. Well, you'll hear all the conversation about that sort of thing and whatever's going on in everybody's real lives. DJV podcast at DJVshow.com or on Twitter at DJVshow.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Money is on that being Rod Stewart. Am I right? He was with Jeff Beck on
yes.
a couple of circumstantial connections as far as, as far as groups are concerned. Jeff Beck planned a short U.S. tour around his appearance at Eric Clapton's Crossroads Festival coming this fall. We're already done with the fall. Spring doesn't start until what, Thursday or Friday. All right, so, well, anyway, you want to be prepared. This Jeff Beck appearance, he says it's his and Rod Stewart's most in-depth concert in 35 years. For the rest of the tour, which will actually start in Kansas City on September 17th, Beck is going to be accompanied by other musicians that he plays with all the time. Tickets for the show on sale this Friday, with the exception of the Phoenix date, which goes on sale next Monday. Beck, if you'll remember, first rose to prominence when he replaced Eric Clapton in the Yardbirds. Parted ways with the group soon after, formed the Jeff Beck Group with Rod Stewart on vocals and current Rolling Stones guitarist Ron Wood on bass. The band has been booked to play Woodstock, but Beck canceled that gig. He said, quote, "We just hadn't played in front of large audiences. We'd done the Fillmore West, which was a joyous thing, but somewhere along the line, when the second tour came along, we were offered to play at Woodstock. I thought it was a bad vibe in the band, sort of Ronnie Wood and Rod, and all, and that's it. And I wasn't anywhere in the picture. They'd go off, and I'd be stuck." Beck later buried the hatchet with Stewart, appearing as a special guest at one of Stewart's gigs in 1984. Stewart also joined Beck at a concert in 2009 to sing "People Get Ready." So,
Jeff Beck, I've seen him live. It's a great show.
Weren't they in Yes too? Weren't the two of them in Yes? There's another group that they're in. Jeff Beck and Rod Stewart.
You're thinking of Ron Wood and Rod Stewart were in Faces.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. It was. Thank you. How'd you know?
Yep.
You're reading my mind, Victoria.
Scary
idea. That is scary. 26 after the hour on the DJV program. We're now focused on some Beatles music. Come on! Please, please me. Remember Brian Epstein, who was the first Epstein, some people pronounce it Epstein, some Epstein, he was the first manager. And so the Beatles' first contract with him is going on sale at an auction. The agreement between the band and their manager signed on January 24th, 1962, which was 14 months before they released their first album, Please Please Me. Oh, yeah. Like I please you. The contract signed by McCartney, Lennon, Harrison, and the first drummer was Peter Best, because Ringo wasn't around yet. It'll fetch $300,000 or more. A contract.
I think it's going to make more than that.
It probably will.
I mean, spend talk about rock and roll history, memorabilia. Yep. My gosh.
Oh, yeah. It's thought to have been signed in the living room, Pete Best's mother's house. First of two contracts between the group and Epstein. Second one was signed in October of that year after Ringo was put into the band. Epstein didn't sign the document because he wanted to free the Beatles of their obligations if they felt, or he felt, they'd be better off on their own. Even though I know I would keep the contract in every clause, I had not 100% faith in myself to help the Beatles. That's what he said. The contract set out Epstein's fee is 10% of the band's earning, which would rise to 15% if the earnings went over 120 pounds a week.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God, that's so funny. All right, the collection, the contract in a collection of Epstein's publisher, Ernest Hecht, auctioned off next month. That's it, 28 after the hour. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry my pillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code D.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
1,000 additional U.S. troops heading soon to the Middle East to counter threats posed by Iran. Acting Defense Chief Patrick Shanahan saying that the soldiers will be used for defensive purposes against possible threats from Iran. Republican U.S. Senator Tom Cotton says Iran should not be surprised by this move.
If the United States and Iran are on a collision course, it's only because Iran continues its 40-year low-level war against the United States to the point of provoking retaliatory military strikes.
He was speaking on Fox News. President Trump is set to officially launch his reelection campaign with a big rally tonight in Orlando, Florida, typically a critical battleground state. In presidential election years, police there are bracing for huge crowds, both of Trump's supporters and protesters. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The hour on this Tuesday program on the DJV program on the DJV show program. I never liked using the word show because show references something you can see, and unless we decide we're going to do like some of my colleagues do and put the show on Facebook and watch all of us in our bathrobes, probably not going to be something that's a reliable way for you to figure out what's going on. Use your imagination. I'm a great believer, in fact, of us, this is sort of theater of the mind, right? You imagine what we look like, imagine what the expressions on our faces are as we talk about some of the issues, what's going on in the world. For example, a couple of parenting notes, this story of a mother who was concerned after her daughter missed curfew by a couple of hours, used a location tracking app and found her 17-year-old pinned under a car. Oh. Did you see that following an accident down in Pilot Mountain, North Carolina?
Wow.
Nobody knew she was under this car. You look at the car, you wonder how in the world she ever even survived. She was worried after the mother. Macy Smith was worried after her daughter stayed out past curfew, and there were no responses to text messages, phone calls, nothing. So she got in her car and started searching for her by checking her location through the Find My Friends app that Apple has. You've talked about that a lot, Victoria.
Mm-hmm. Sure. A lot of parents use that for their kids.
Yep. She said, I don't know how it works, but I watched the dot. My phone got closer to hers, and then suddenly I saw the tire tracks in the car off the road.
Ugh, that must have been a scary, scary thing to pull up to.
Well, see, this is another example of youngsters not knowing really how to drive. They're not taught. She's 17 years old, and she hydroplaned. And hydroplaning is a serious, you know, the water on the road, you're driving a little fast, and the water basically pushes your car or allows it to not touch the surface of the road, so you're really not in control.
But that's not just 17-year-olds. I've seen plenty of old people hydroplaning all over the highway.
I don't disagree with that.
Just
I'm just saying.
Hydroplaning is terrible. It's a hard. It's scary when it happens. It's
talking about losing control.
Yeah,
losing
it's horrible
control.
For any age. Yeah.
It really is. Here's the story of Joseph Robert Maley, 22, pled guilty to molesting an 11-year-old girl. Now, this is what will drive you more crazy than even that occurrence. He doesn't get to go to jail. He got 5 years of supervised probation. Prosecutors agreed to dismiss child kidnapping charges and first-degree statutory rape charges. This guy should be in jail. He should be castrated and then be let loose in general population so they can take care of him quickly. That'd be my way to fix this guy. I knew you would.
That's usually what happens, right? You hear those stories
he's done. And maybe that's
why justice system that exists in the prison world.
Yeah. So is that why maybe the courts take a different point of view? They figure they'll leave it to whatever system there is inside the prison. Do you think it's that thoughtful on the part of those who
well,
are?
In this case, it sounds like they did the opposite, though. They kept him out of jail, maybe because of that threat. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But imagine. A guy rapes a 11-year-old, they find him guilty, and he doesn't go to jail.
That's insane.
How do you live in that? What society thinks that's okay? In Missouri, I often think of Missouri now these days, lately, with things that we hear about, it's like living in Mississippi. No offense to people. Well, a little offense named at the people, some of the people living in Mississippi. All right, Victoria, what do you have? Nothing offensive, I hope.
No, nothing offensive. It's kind of an interesting, it's a bit of a follow-up story to what we talked about last hour, where we were talking about how Gloria Vanderbilt had passed away, and that's, of course, to some, she's best known as Anderson Cooper's mother, but to others, she, of course, is the great-great-great-granddaughter of the railroad tycoon Cornelius Vanderbilt, and she inherited her money. At the time, it was about $75 million, and she was very young when she inherited that, and so now she has passed away at the age of 95 of stomach cancer, which apparently Anderson Cooper announced that she only found out just earlier this month. So she had it. She didn't even know she had stomach cancer.
She had it all of her senses, though. She was kind of frail looking, but apparently she was very astute still.
Yes, and he shared a really lovely tribute on CNN and had some home video that he had taken with his mom in the in the hospital room, and she was telling jokes, and he said that she was, you know, she wished that she had some more time to spend with family, but that he said she ultimately was ready to go because stomach cancer
iconic
is, you know, nothing.
Name, iconic history, a great American success story. That's what really...
The big question now is, what happens to her $200 million fortune? Because she has told Anderson, and Anderson has made it very public, that he is not inheriting anything. And so he has two half-brothers who may or may not inherit some of the money, but Gloria Vanderbilt raised Anderson Cooper to believe that inheritances are curses. And Anderson, a couple of years ago, he was on Howard Stern's show talking about it, and he said, my mom's made clear to me that there is no trust fund. There's none of that. And he said, I don't believe in inheriting money. I think it's an initiative sucker. And he said, I think it's a curse. And then he made a good point. I have seen this happen before. He said, who's inherited a lot of money who's gone on to do things in their own life? From the time, he said, from the time I was growing up, if I felt that there was some pot of gold waiting for me, I don't think I would have been so motivated. And he said, by the way, I'm doing fine on my own. I don't need the money anyway. So that sort of leaves it. And, you know, Gloria Vanderbilt was so private about everything. She really was maybe behind the scenes had given to certain causes and charities, but she was really not very public or vocal about it. So there's a lot of speculation as to where this fortune will go and who the executor is. I didn't even know he had two half brothers. I thought he was, I thought Anderson was the only brother. He is, or the only son, I should say. He is the, I believe he's the youngest of the three boys that she had. She was, his father, Cooper, I forget his first name, Thomas Cooper, I think it was, died when Anderson was very young. And he came from a very, very poor background in, somewhere in the South. Anderson has actually said he finds his father's family to be more interesting than his mother's side.
Hmm, it could be. Yep. Speaking of family, quick note from the family of the Iranian president. Now we have the Ayatollah on one hand. This demonstrates, without a doubt, the differences going on, the internal friction in Iran. You know, the Ayatollah says, we're going to destroy you, we're going to bomb you. And the president of Iran said yesterday, Hassan Rouhani, I think is how you pronounce the name, said there will be no war. Iran will not wage war against any nation. So we can maybe keep the troops at home, my dear. Speaking of what we're doing at home, it's the holiday season. In a manner of speaking, it is. Memorial Day weekend is past, and 4th of July is coming up, and a lot of people are grilling outside. We're going to teach you how to do it the right way in a few moments here. Right now, a moment for Mike Lindell, or more specifically, MyPillow. Mike Lindell is the inventor of MyPillow. He was an engineer, didn't like the pillows that he could buy, so he made his own. And his dreams have come true, literally and figuratively. He started making them for his friends, and now he's got 1,500 people that are making these pillows round the clock. And right now they have an overstock of standard and queen-size corded classic My Pillows, which you can get for $23, 10 per visit. And then the Giza sheets and... I mean, it's just you go through the catalog. Fabulous things in here. My pillow for pets, the roll and go pillows, all of them you can wash and you can dry. 60-day money back guarantee with everything, so you have nothing to lose. Go to mypillow.com. Here's another example. Get a 2-pack of My Pillow premiums for $69.98. That's the deal. Let's get to it. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Those two premium pillows, just $69.98 with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. You also get free shipping.
AncientLifeOil.com. For your CBD needs, just remember, AncientLifeOil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say you did the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma's all over CBD because of its well, you know what I mean. Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to AncientLifeOil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market. AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person. You. AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing. We have topicals, too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use the topical. Think about it. AncientLifeOil.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour here on the DJV program. If you like to cook outside, we have a special focus now, courtesy of Lex Taylor, who's an award-winning chef, cookbook author. He's a self-taught barbecuer, a pitmaster. When I first saw that, Lex, I'm thinking, this guy, pitmasters, there could be something else going on besides cooking great burgers there, but I know that's not the case with you. So you won $25,000, right? The Esquire TV show Next Great Burger Contest. Is that where you get started doing all of this?
That's pretty much where I get started. That's, you know, when I started honing in those skills, those barbecue pitmaster skills.
Pitmaster skills.
This is a great title. I just throw it around, you know.
It is.
It's fabulous.
I've got
to put that on my business card.
Here, yes, Lex Taylor, pitmaster. I like that. So you've written
like
a number of books as well. Grill Fire, which is a recipe book that looks at how being social, using cooking as a basis for... it's really an interesting book. Evolution comes about as a result of fire and cooking things, and I guess there's probably something to be said that who was the first person that came up with putting fire and meat together? You go back that far in history?
Right, right. Well, I think it was probably an accident. You know, there was probably a forest fire or something that came through, cooked up some, you know, poor animal that didn't make it out, and somebody, you know, took a little bite or got a little whiff of that, you know, barbecued meat and was like, that smells pretty good. I might have to try that. You know, they were definitely an intrepid, you know, creature that first tried that. But, I think, you know, it served them quite well in the long term.
Right. All right. So let's talk about grilling tips, the obvious ones, some that are not so obvious. Let's spend time on the ones that are new and fresh and will excite people as they get into the grilling season.
Right. Well, you know, I got a good one here, and it's sort of on the premise of the more you know, the less you need. And one of the great ways is to check the temperature of your grill. When you don't have a thermometer, or you might not have one of those fancy grills that's got all the little knobs and whatnot, it's just to use your hand. And what I mean by that is stick your hand about five or 6 inches over the grill surface where you're going to be putting your food and see how long you can keep it there. And, you know, you don't want to hurt yourself, but, you know, stick it over there. If you can only hold it there for like 2 seconds, you know you got a piping hot grill that's like perfect for red meat, burgers, things like that, you know, that need a real, you know, high hot sear on them. If you can hold your hand there for about 4 seconds, you're kind of in like the medium range, medium high range, and that's a great place for things like chicken and pork. 6 seconds over the grill, now you're talking a little lower, and that's a perfect spot for seafood and vegetables. So, and it's also cool, you know, people like to just see somebody who's got the confidence that can just kind of stick their hand over there, get a good sense of where they're going. They don't need all these tools and stuff like that. So definitely a good one to impress all your guests.
All right. So we've got that. Now, other things that have to do with what you can cook. What about vegetables, potatoes on the grill, corn on the grill? What's your advice for doing veggies?
Yeah, veggies. Well, you know, veggies, definitely, like I said, lower temperature, probably about 6 seconds. You know, what kind of veggies you want to do. So one of the ones that I do kind of all the time, potatoes. And there's a couple different kinds, but the creamer potatoes from the Little Potato Company is amazing. These things they're fully grown, but they're small, and they're all the same size. Mm-hmm. So you get like an even doneness, absolutely delicious. They come in some sort of in the tinfoil packaging with some different types of flavors. So super easy to toss that all up and cook that on the grill, packed with nutrients, vitamins, and totally gluten-free. So
you got to wrap them up in some kind of foil, though, right, in order to hold all of the juices in?
Absolutely. So they actually come some with the foil for grilling, but also, you know, heavy duty Reynolds wrap is great. It's a DIY kind of food thing. You can do all kinds of things with it. Make a pizza tray, make like a football. You just pack all your veggies in there and toss it up with some oil. Delicious.
Sounds great. Grilling expert Lex Taylor here with some great tips, grilling tips. Certainly all of them are applicable at some point this summer. You're going to need any or all of them. Lex, thanks for being here as the barbecue pitmaster on the DJV program, 10 before the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me.
You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Today, all day, I had the feeling a miracle would happen. I know now I was right.
For here you are.
Very familiar.
And what was just a word is a story.
Something about this music and the show that didn't define my youth, but it had an impact on me. And I don't think it was because of the story. It was the music, much as anything else. And I wonder if this music is going to be revived as Steven Spielberg revives the West Side Story story. A lot of cool pictures that's being produced now, being shot now. The first look at the gangs, the Jets and the Sharks, and who's there, who's ready to rumble, who's doing the dancing. These two people, Ansel Elgort, that's how you pronounce his name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who is
like
someone
Ansel
been
Adams.
Around.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And then this newbie, Rachel Ziegler, who is a high school student.
I forget where she's from. Didn't they find her on
she was
YouTube?
She was in New Jersey. I think she had posted a video online on YouTube where she was singing in a play at her school, I think, and they found her. And she's only 17, which is good for her.
Yeah, yeah. But imagine what those sorts of things, it's a happenstance, because these producers now, especially Spielberg, because he's so smart, he's looking around everywhere for talent to see who's out there. So they found these two. Well, Ansel Elgort has been around. He was the baby driver. And you said, the ladies, you were talking off the air to me about him being a disc jockey, being a record producer, music guy. Let's see.
I think he actually got cast because he's a dancer. He's a classically trained dancer. Yeah, like he's done ballroom since he was a kid. So
really?
That's probably part of it, yeah.
He's a tall, good-looking kid.
He is,
and she's,
yeah.
She's, I don't know what to, I'm looking at some of the pictures and how they're shooting this, how they're approaching this. They're in Harlem to do all the shooting. This is something Steven Spielberg worked a long time to get the rights to. And so it's going to, let's see, December of next year. They're going to produce it between now and the end of the year, and then They figure it'll take them a year to get it ready. So that's the, for those who are excited, I think it'd be kind of an exciting thing. Isn't it interesting how we have milestones in movies? We decide we want to see this movie or that movie when it comes out, and you know, we get excited about it. It's sort of a cultural thing, much as anything else. Don't you think? Or do you? I'm thinking about some of the stuff. Silly as it may seem, I want to see Shaft. There's a cultural side.
There's a new Shaft, right?
Yeah, it's out now. Yeah. There's this, I saw a movie on the plane last night, by the way. I wish Chuck were here. Chuck Curry's not with us today. So we're projecting our own interests here on you as we talk about it. There's a movie, and I didn't remember what the name was. I think, Kara, you found the movie that stars what's her face from Australia. Nicole Kidman.
You never can remember her. One of the most famous actresses in Hollywood.
Never
it's Destroyer. I've never heard of it before. Destroyer.
She plays a really, really gritty cop. And the story is actually quite a very interesting story about her working and getting the bag. It just, I found it, I was surprised, hasn't been in the movies. I don't even know when it was released, but it was, if you get a chance to see it, you like that sort of gritty stuff. At first I didn't recognize her. That's how much they did her up in terms of
Well, they would
how
have
she
to because she's so statuesque and
yes.
You know,
yeah.
So many people think that she's so beautiful, so that's hard to... They'd probably have to rough her up a lot.
Yeah, they did rough her up a lot. The celebrities who are buying out theaters for the Charleston church shooting documentary include Justin Timberlake, Halle Berry, Charlize Theron, Laverne Cox, LL Cool J. They're buying out entire theaters for the screening of Emmanuel, which is a documentary that was put together by Viola Davis, Stephen Curry, about the Dylann Roof shootings, the story of the June 2015 shooting. He walked into Bible study at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, murdered 9 blacks during their closing prayer. This is this story, you know, you think on one hand, I don't want to be reminded of it, and then the other hand, yeah, we kind of do need to be reminded of these things because they still go on. Nick Cannon's buying out a church in Washington, a theater, Martin Lawrence in Maryland. Timberlake in Memphis, Halle Berry in Cleveland, Theron in L.A., Laverne Cox in Mobile, Alabama, LL Cool J in Queens. So, when is this supposed to be out?
Tomorrow, Wednesday.
Is it tomorrow?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just for one night? These people are doing this for just one night?
I think they did it Monday night and Wednesday night. I think it's two nights this week.
Uh-huh. Nick Cannon, by the way, has become a disc jockey on an L.A. radio station, in addition to all
he's
the other
he's been a New York jock for a long time.
Yeah, right. Well, he's now going to do it in L.A. That's the story at the moment, up to the moment. It's the DJV program, 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.